الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. The respected friends, elders, our Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib rahmatullahi alayh, in Fadail al-A'mal, where he goes to Fadail of Ramadan, the virtues of Ramadan, in there he mentions many points we must keep in mind whilst we are fasting. He said, whilst you are fasting, make sure you preserve your eyes. Whilst you are fasting, make sure you pray all your namazes properly. And after giving all these directives, he mentioned 6 points. Then right at the end, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi says that, aur akhir mein aadmi ko har waqt Ramazan mein, aur yeh sirf Ramazan ke liye nahi, har ibadat ke liye hai, ki har waqt usko yeh khyal rehna chahiye, ke pata nahi yeh jo kuch main kar raha hoon, wo Allah ke yaha qabool bhi ho raha hai ya nahi. Allahu Akbar. As Shaykh Zakaria, after mentioning these directives, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that after keeping all these things in mind to make sure your fasts are proper, so you are making sure you're fasting properly, but he said right at the end that always have this fear that I don't know, maybe my amal might not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why is it that the amal might not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because ikhlas is missing. Ikhlas, sincerity is not there. The right intention is not there. Is he really fasting because it's the order of Allah? Because he wants to please Allah? Is he really fasting because he does not want to disobey Allah and become deserving of punishment? Or is he fasting so other people can praise him? Is he doing the ibadah during the day so other people can praise him? Is he doing the ibadah for some other ulterior motive? So he said we should always ask this question and be scared that maybe these a'mal that I am doing, they may not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, ikhlas is a very, very big thing. It's a very, very important thing. That's why great muhaddithin like Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh. Imam Bukhari, the first chapter he starts in his kitab is about wahi. He starts kitabul wahi. And he puts the bab as well, the subtitle, Babun kayfa kana al-wahyu ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He talks about how did the wahi first come unto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even before he starts talking about the wahi and gets into the whole academic discussion, the first hadith he brings is, innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. That look, all the actions that we are doing, they are judged by our intentions, my dear friends. They are judged by our intentions. Many times we do good things with the wrong intentions, that whole amal goes to waste, my dear friends. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, while starting such a big kitab, he's informing the students that make sure you are studying with the right intention. He's informing the ustaz that make sure you are teaching with the right intention. And he's teaching the whole ummah as well, that the first lesson which is most important in my eyes before doing any amal is that make sure you are doing it with the right intention. Niyat ya dikhlawe ki nahi honi chahiye. Ke main isliye kar raha hoon taaki sab log kehenge ke wah wah, isne kaisi baat keh diya, wah wah, isne kaisa amal kar liya hai, wah wah, isne hamari masjid ke liye ye kaam kiya hai. Ye niyat mere dosto nahi honi chahiye. We should not have an intention that we are doing to please others. Did you know that if you have an intention and you do something, you start 2 rakat namaz, why do you start it? Because you know there's people watching in the masjid. So you do it so people think he's so pious. This is shirk-e asghar. This is the bigger shirk is that you take somebody else to be the partner of Allah. You worship somebody else with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the big shirk. And the small shirk is that whilst you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the intention is to please others. Not to worship others, but to please others at the same time. That's why Yahya ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, ke tum log niyat karna seekho. Ke kis tarah niyat karni hai, tum log niyat karna seekho. Isliye ke niyat to amal se bhi zyada aham hai. Niyat amal se bhi zyada aham hai. Yahya ibn Kathir, big muhaddith rahmatullahi alayhi, used to say, oh people, when you are doing the action, learn how to do the right intention as well. Learn how to make the right intention. Because your intention is more important than your actual amal. اسی لیے عبداللہ ابن المبارک رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے کہ دیکھو کبھی کبھار ایک چھوٹا سا عمل, چھوٹا سا عمل نیت کی وجہ سے بہت بڑا اللہ کے یہاں ہو جاتا ہے, اور کبھی ایک بہت بڑا عمل پورا مدرسہ قائم کر لیا, دس دس سو سو بچوں کو حافظ بنا لیا, بہت بڑا عمل, لیکن غلط نیت کی وجہ سے پورا عمل برباد ہو جاتا ہے. چھوٹا عمل, بہترین نیت, بہت بڑا اجر ملے گا, لیکن بڑا عمل ہے اور نیت غلط ہے میرے دوستو, تو کچھ اللہ کے یہاں نہیں ملے گا, بلکہ اللہ کے یہاں پکڑ ہوگی. عبداللہ ابن مبارک رحمۃ اللہ علیہ to explain to us, he used to say that look, the niyat is so important, sometimes you do a small amal, something which we think okay, small amal, everybody can do this anyway, but he makes so many intentions, or he makes such a pure intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a great reward on a small amal. And he says sometimes you do a very very big amal, but you do it with the wrong intention, then that very very big amal is destroyed and it becomes corrupt. Intention is very very important, my dear friends. Intention is very very important. This is why one just recently our Sheikh Maulana Abdullah Kapodravi Sahib Damar Barakatuhum, he just went to Tarkesar recently and he gave a bayan in the jalsa, very short bayan in the jalsa, but in that jalsa he said that look, کیا فرمایا تھا ابھی جلسے میں گئے تھے حضرت, اور حضرت نے یہ بات فرمائی تھی کہ جب اس مدرسے کی ترکیسر کی سب سے پہلی دار الاقامت وجود میں آئی, سب سے پہلی بورڈنگ کی بلڈنگ وجود میں آئی, تو وہاں کے بڑوں میں سے, شورا میں سے ایک شخص تھے حاجی موسیٰ صاحب, تو وہ درخت کے نیچے رونے لگے. تو حضرت عبداللہ صاحب سوچ رہے تھے کہ یار آج تو خوشی کا موقع, اتنا اچھا کام ہونے والا ہے, یہ کیوں رو رہے ہیں؟ تو حضرت ان سے بات کرنے کے لیے گئے, ان کو سمجھایا کہ حضرت آج تو بڑی خوشی کا موقع ہے, ہمارے مدرسہ کی سب سے پہلی دار الاقامت وجود میں آ رہی ہے. تو فرمایا کہ مولانا صاحب پتہ نہیں ہم یہ پورا کام کر رہا ہے, ہم صحیح نیت سے بھی کر رہے ہیں یا نہیں, اس لیے رو رہے تھے. He just went to the jalsa and he gave a bayan and he said when our madrasa's first dar al-iqamat, first boarding building was built, and mashallah today this madrasa has flourished so much, and the phase of the madrasa is spread around the whole world today, mashallah. But when the first building was being built, Abdullah Kapodravi Sahib says, Damar Barakatuhum, that there was one old man, Haji Musa Sahib, he started crying by the tree. So Hazrat, when he saw him crying, he said, why is he crying? Today everybody's happy that our madrasa is going to be built today, students will come, a whole madrasa will start now. Why is he not happy? So Hazrat said, let me go and talk to him. So Hazrat went to talk to him and he said, Haji Sahib, you should be very, very happy today. You should be very happy because our madrasa is about to start today. So he said that, Hazrat, I should be happy, but the thought keeps coming to my mind that I don't know, we're going to do such a big kam, such a big amal right now, we're going to build a whole madrasa, but are we even doing it with the right intention or not? Are we even doing it with the right intention or not? My dear friends, many, many times we do things we don't realize, but we end up doing it with the wrong intention. And many, many times, you see, shaitan, inna shaitan lakum aduwwun mubeen. Allah says shaitan is your open enemy. And Allah also explains how shaitan said, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He promised Allah, کہ میں تو, شیطان نے اللہ سے کیا وعدہ کیا تھا, میں تو آپ کے بندوں کو گمراہ کرنے کے لیے آپ کے سیدھے راستے ہی پر بیٹھ جاؤں گا. یعنی وہ لوگ مسلمان خود سیدھے راستے پر چل رہے ہوں گے اور اسی سے میں ان کو گرا دوں گا. تو کبھی کبھار شیطان کو پتہ ہوتا ہے کہ اب یہ آدمی عالم ہے, یہ آدمی تبلیغ کا کام کرتا ہے, یہ آدمی اب اپنی زندگی بدل چکا ہے, تو اب یہ تو اب سینما جانے والا نہیں ہے, یہ میوزک گانے بجانا سننے والا نہیں ہے, یہ آدمی کوئی ڈرگز لینے والا نہیں ہے, اب اس کا گھر بھی ہے, یہ موگج بھی نکالنے والا نہیں ہے, تو اب مجھے اس کو دین کے کام کے ذریعے سے اس کی آخر بگاڑنی چاہیے. Sometimes shaitan, he sees, my dear friends, that look, I've tried to influence this person, I can't take him towards alcohol, I can't take him towards adultery, these big, big sins, open sins we can think of. So when shaitan knows that this person is on the right path now, I won't be able to take him towards these sins. So through our good deeds, by making us do good deeds, he takes us off the right path. How? Because he makes us to do good deeds to show other people. When we do good deeds, we have too many other ulterior motives. بھائی میں یہ کام کروں گا تو مجھے یہ فائدہ ہوگا, وہ فائدہ ہوگا, وہ فائدہ. اللہ کے لیے اخلاص نہیں ہے, اللہ کے لیے خلوص نہیں ہے, کر رہا ہے تو دوسرے دوسرے مقاصد کے لیے, مجھے یہ حاصل ہوگا یہ حاصل ہوگا. علماء اتنے اتنے زیادہ تعداد میں یہاں آتے ہیں میرے دوستوں, اور ماشاءاللہ لوگ فیض یاب ہو کر جاتے ہیں, لیکن اگر ان کو بلانے میں ہماری نیت میں فساد ہے تو ہم سے زیادہ خاسر اور لوزر کوئی نہیں ہے. ہم سے زیادہ علماء کی ہم دعوت پر دعوتیں کرتے ہیں, گھر میں لے جاتے ہیں, کھلاتے ہیں, پلاتے ہیں, ہدایا تحفے دیتے ہیں, لیکن اگر وہ کسی اور مقصد کے لیے ہے, وہ اللہ کی محبت کے واسطے نہیں ہے, ان کے اکرام کے واسطے نہیں ہے, کوئی اور نیت ہے ان سے کہ ان کو اس طرح ٹریٹ کریں گے تو ہم کو ان سے یہ ملے گا, وہ ہم پر یہ کرتے رہیں گے, یہ آتے رہیں گے, یا یہ ہم ان کے پاس جائیں گے تو ہمارا بھی اکرام ہوگا, ہم ان کے مدرسے میں چندہ دیں گے تو ہم وہاں بھی جائیں گے تو وہ ہم کو تیز پر پٹائیں گے, یہ سب عمل ختم ہو جائے گا. سم ٹائم سو مینی گڈ ڈیڈز وی آر ڈوئنگ مائی ڈیئر فرینڈز, بٹ وی آر ناٹ چیکنگ. وی شوڈ چیک بفور ڈوئنگ دا عمل دیٹ آئی ایم اباؤٹ ٹو ڈو دس, ایم آئی ڈوئنگ اٹ ود دا رائٹ انٹینشن. If any wrong thought comes to mind, do tawbah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, astaghfirullah, I should not be doing it for this. Change your niyyah, work on your niyyah, change your niyyah. Whilst you are doing the amal as well, ask yourself, am I doing it to please others? Am I doing it because I want some other ulterior motive from it? And even after the amal, look back at the amal, that did I do it with the right intention? Or did I have some wrong intention? My dear friends, Shaykhul Hind, rahmatullahi alayh, such a great alim. Hakim al-Ummat, Mujaddid al-Millat, rahmatullahi alayh, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi, he was a student. One day, there was a jalsa in Kanpur. And in that jalsa, it was about, because you see, there were some ulama from a different school of thought. And these ulama thought that the ulama of Deoband, they have no knowledge with regards ma'kulat, with regards ilm-e-kalam. These people have no knowledge in this regard. They are just Sufi people. They are just in their ibadah. They don't know nothing about ma'kulat. So that day, they invited these other ulama as well. Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullahi, they called the jalsa. They invited these other ulama as well. And Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullahi alayhi thought that today my ustad will come. Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullahi alayhi will come. He will come, and when he will give the bayan, now all these other ulama will realize that no, these ulama have a lot of knowledge. Hakim al-Ummat thought that watch, when they come to the bayan, they will listen to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind's bayan. Then they will realize, ke, oh, these people do have ilm about kalam and ma'kulat and these other subjects. So when Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi's turn came, he started the bayan. When he started the bayan, Hakim al-Ummat looked around, but still those people were not in the crowd yet. وہ علماء ابھی تک تشریف نہیں لائے تھے بالکل جب یہ تقریر اس کی شباب پر پہنچی, بالکل اپنی جوش پر پہنچ گئی یہ تقریر, اس وقت وہ علماء اندر آئے. جب علماء اندر آئے, حکیم الامت بہت خوش ہو گئے کہ آج میرے استاذ کی تقریر سے یہ لوگ سمجھ جائیں گے کہ علماء دیوبند کے پاس بہت زیادہ علم ہے. جیسے ہی شیخ الہند رحمت اللہ علیہ بیان کرتے ہوئے ان کی نظر ان پر پڑی, تو جلدی سے تقریر ختم کر لی اور صدق اللہ العظیم وآخر دعوانا کہہ دیا. تو بعد میں جا کر لوگوں نے کہا کہ شیخ الہند رحمت اللہ علیہ, آج تو ہمارا موقع تھا, آج تو پروف کرنے کا موقع تھا, ہم ان کو بتائیں گے, سمجھاتے کہ دیکھو ہمارے پاس علم ہے. تو شیخ الہند رحمت اللہ نے فرمایا کہ ہاں, مجھے بھی وہی خیال آیا. پہلے میں جب تقریر کر رہا تھا تو میں اللہ کے واسطے کر رہا تھا, میں لوگوں کو علم سکھانے واسطے کر رہا تھا, لیکن جیسے ہی میری نظر ان پر پڑ گئی, میرے دل میں بھی یہ خیال آئے گا کہ اب میں ان کو بتاؤں گا. تو اب یہ ان کے واسطے یہ میں عمل کرنے لگا, تو میں نے کہا کہ یہ عمل تو میرے لیے جائز نہیں ہے, تو تقریر بھی ختم کر لی. اتنے بڑے جلسے میں تقریر بھی ختم کر لی. شیخ الہند, سو ہی سٹارٹڈ دی بیان. When he started the bayan, still those ulama had not come yet. So when this bayan was at its peak now, and you know, the main topic came, and now Hazrat was going to explain that this is the mawqif of our ulama, this is the stance of our ulama, Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi saw that now those ulama have come in. Now they've come into the jalsa, and now they're all going to the listen. And now this is the time that we're going to prove to them that look, we have a lot more knowledge than you. Or we also have knowledge in this field as well. So Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi said, I got very happy from inside, that now my ustad will prove it to them. He will show them. But then when Shaykh al-Hind, who was giving the bayan, rahmatullahi alayh, his gaze fell on them, my dear friends. Immediately he finished the bayan and he got off the stage. So later on, the ulama from his side said to him that, Hazrat, today was the day we would have proved to these people that we are also good ulama as well. We are also knowledgeable ulama as well. Why didn't you carry on the taqreer? Why didn't you show them? So he said that, yes, what you are saying that this is the time to show them, this also, this intention also came into my heart as well. And when this intention came into my heart, I realized that before they came in, I was doing the bayan for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. I was doing the bayan with the right intention that I was educating, reminding myself and educating others. But when I saw them, the thought came to my mind. I realized that now I have changed my intention and I am doing to show these people, I am no longer doing it for Allah. So he said, I'm not allowed to do this. So I finished. Same thing happened with Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajhahu. Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajhahu, fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is in war for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He meets one enemy, he's fighting him until Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu gets him down. He gets him down, now he was about to finish him off. He was about to finish him off for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for whatever reasons there were at that time, until this person spat in the face of Hazrat Ali. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is sitting on top of him. He can finish him off so easily, but Hazrat Ali gets up from there. People ask him later on that Ali, he was a big enemy, we could have finished him off. So he said, until I got him to the floor and until he spat on me, I was fighting him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he spat on me, I got more angry and I realized, now I am doing this because of my personal grudge. Now if I finish him off, if I kill him, I will do it for my personal grudge. And I should not be doing this fighting and going into war for personal grudge. I should be doing it for Allah. So I let him go. My dear friends, how sad will it be? How sad will it be that we are doing so many good a'mal. But if our intentions are wrong, we will get nothing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, tomorrow on the day of judgment, three groups of people will be brought. Three groups of people, the ulama and the qurra. Those who used to give bayans to people, educate people, read Quran in front of people. And they were supposed to do it for the sake of winning the people's hearts, bringing the people unto deen, through the Quran, softening their hearts. Second group of people will be brought, those who used to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They struggled for the sake of Allah. Any khidmat of deen they did, they volunteered in the masjid, they volunteered in building madrasas, collecting for madrasas. They were helping out the masajid. They were going out in the path of Allah. Any khidmat of deen they were doing. And third group will be called some rich people who are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will call the first group, the ulama kiram, and Allah will say that, why were you doing so many bayans in the world? Why were you teaching so many students? Why were you making so many huffaz? Why were you making so many ulama? So the person will say, oh Allah, I was doing it for your sake. If I did this, you would have become pleased with me. If you became pleased with me, I would have got Jannah. Oh Allah, to bring these people onto deen, I did this. Allah Ta'ala will say, no. You did this so everybody praises you, that look at that nice bayan Maulvi Sahib gives. You did this because people praised you. So people praise you and say, look how many students this Maulvi Sahib has. This alim has, this sheikh has. So he says, today you go and get your reward from those people for whose sake you are doing it for. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Today ulama kiram, they give so big qurbani and sacrifice for the sake of Allah. They sacrifice their dunya as well. Their worldly gain, they sacrifice it. But my dear friends, and I remind myself when I say this, that if our niyat is wrong, if we are doing it with the wrong intention, what will be our state tomorrow on the day of judgment? Allah Ta'ala will call those people who were doing khidmat, those people who are going out in the path of Allah, that why were you doing all this khidmat? Oh Allah, we were doing it to serve your house. Oh Allah, we were doing it to serve the community. Oh Allah, we were going out in your path because we want you to spread your deen. Allah said, no, you weren't. You're going out in the path of Allah. So everybody says, mashallah, look at this person. He's so pious. He's going out in the path of Allah. Look at this person. Day and night, he's doing khidmat of the masjid. Look at this person. He's building so many madrasas. Look at this person. He's collecting money so he can fulfill the needs and remove the poverty of so many poor people. So he said that this is why you were doing this. So people praise you. So he said, today don't come to me for your reward. Go and get your reward from those people for whose sake you are doing it for. Third, those people who spend excessively in the path of Allah. Spend excessively in the path of Allah. And many a times, We spoil our own reward, my dear friends. We spend in the path of Allah and then we let others know. Whereas Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that one of those sincere people who will be awarded a space under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow on the day of judgment. Seven groups of people, seven categories will get shade under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them, وَرَجُلٌ, one man, أَنْفَقَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, he spent for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much so that his left hand didn't even know that his right hand put the money in the box. Allahu Akbar. His left hand didn't even know, meaning he does it with so much sincerity. Leave aside letting anybody else know. He does it, he forgets about it, does not even let his own self know that I have done this. He does this sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will get space to under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we, many, many times we open up our own deeds. And you know what? I got paid this much money last month. And you know, I gave 50% of it for the sake of Allah. We say, for the sake of Allah. But when we are saying this, we are opening up our good deeds in front of others. We have no right intention in doing so. Oh, you know, Malsab, you come to our locality. You know this masjid? I done so much for the masjid. Are bhai, tu kyu apna sawab ko bigar raha hai? Sab ko bata kar, sab ko dikha kar, tu kyu apna sawab bigar raha hai? Kitni bewakufi ki baat hai ke itni bari kurbani apne di hai, ab sab ko bata kar, ya tu apna amal zai kar raha hai? Mawlana Sahib, I'm the one who done this, and I'm the one who done this, and I'm the one who done this. And many, many times in our conversation, we let our good deeds go as well. Mawlana, you know me, I eat very light sehri. And as soon as I finish, I come to the masjid and I start praying tahajjud. Are bhai, mujhko kehne ka kya fayda hai? Aur ye apne doston ko batane ka kya fayda hai? Wo ek amal jo aap khalis Allah ke liye kar rahe the, dusron ko bata ke kyun aap ye chah rahe hai ke wo aapki shabashi kare? Kyun apni niyat bigad raha hai? ایک مرتبہ ایک سید صاحب نے حکیم الامت مولانا شف علی تھانوی رحمت اللہ کی دعوت کی تو یہ بڑے مالدار آدمی تھا. تو حکیم الامت رحمت اللہ گھر پہ تشریف لائے تو سید صاحب نے خادم سے کہا کہ بھائی تو وہ جو ہم جو ساتویں حج پر گئے تھے اس حج کے آپ جو زمزم کا تو مشکیزہ لے آ, تو جگ لے آؤ. تو جب وہ جگ آیا, زمزم تو نکالا, تو حکیم الامت رحمت اللہ نے فرمایا کہ بھائی یہ ساتویں حج کا, ایسا مجھے جو یاد آ رہا ہے کہ بھائی یہ ساتویں حج کا ہو یا پہلے, یا ایسا کچھ فرمایا کہ بھائی یہ مطلب یہ کہ یہ جو تو نے بتایا کہ یہ ساتویں حج ہے, ایک حج ہو یا سات حج ہو, آپ نے پورا ثواب کھو لیا. کیونکہ آپ نے جان بوجھ کر یہ جب کہا ساتویں حج کا جگ لے آؤ, کیوں؟ آپ یہ بتانا چاہ رہے تھے کہ میں نے اپنی زندگی میں سات حج کر لیے. تو یہ چاہ رہا تھا کہ سب لوگ آپ کی تعریف کرے. تو حکیم الامت رحمۃ اللہ نے فرمایا کہ بھائی پہلا حج ہو یا ساتواں حج ہو, اللہ کے یہاں تو زیرو ہی حج ہے, کچھ نہیں ملے گا. سم ٹائمز وی اوپن اپ آور, وی ڈو اٹ سو انڈائریکٹلی, تھنکنگ دیٹ یو نو دیو واز گونا تھنک گڈ آف می, اینڈ سم ٹائمز وی ڈونٹ ایون نو وی آر ڈوئنگ اٹ. بٹ وین یو ڈوئنگ این عمل فار دا سیک آف اللہ, یور ڈیزائر شوڈ بی, آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ اینی بڈی ٹو فائنڈ آؤٹ, I want to do it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once one rich person, he invited Hakim al-Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, to his house. And Hakim al-Ummat, the rich person, he said to his khadim, his serviceman, that, oh, go and get the zamzam in that hajj that we bought on our, in that jug that we bought from our seventh hajj. When the jug came, Hakim Umar rahmatullah alayhi said something like, look, whether this jug is from the first hajj or the seventh hajj, in the eyes of Allah, you've done zero hajj. Why? Because all your reward in one sentence, you have just wasted all of that reward. All of that reward, you have just wasted it, my dear friends. You have just wasted it. Many, many times, we upar upar se achhi baate karte hai, ke Maulvi sahab, yaar, main to bada gunahgar aadmi hoon. اور مولوی صاحب, یار میں تو کچھ نہیں ہوں یار, لیکن یہ بس اللہ نے یہ کروا لیا, اور اللہ نے ایسا کام کر لیا. لیکن بس اندر سے وہ ہوتا ہے کہ مولوی صاحب میرے اندر یہ سوچیں گے کہ یار بڑا نیک آدمی ہے بےچارا, دیکھو نا. مولوی صاحب یہ سوچیں گے. میں اپنے دوستوں کو بتاؤں گا کہ یار میں تو کچھ نہیں ہوں, لیکن چلو اللہ نے یہ کام مجھ سے لے لیا. ارے بھائی تو کیوں اپنی نیت بھی, تو خام خواہ یہ جھوٹی باتیں اوپر اوپر سے یہ کہہ رہا ہے کہ بھائی میں تو ایسا ہوں, میں تو ویسا ہوں, جو اوپر اوپر سے اپنے آپ کو گالیاں دے رہا ہے کہ بھائی میں تو نالائق ہوں, میں تو کمبخت ہوں, میں تو ایسا ہوں ویسا ہوں. ये ऊपर ऊपर से करेंगे तो इसमें कोई सवाब नहीं मिलेगा मेरे दोस्तों। इसीलिए ये अब्दुल्ला साहब ये तकरीर में बता रहे थे कि वो माफ कीजिए, ये शेखुल हिंद रहमतुल्लाह अलैह का वाकया है कि एक मरतबा लोगों ने कहा कि हजरत आप बयान कर लीजिए, तो हजरत ने फरमाया कि नहीं नहीं यार, मैं इस लायक नहीं हूँ, मैं बयान नहीं कर सकता हूँ यार, मेरी बातों से क्या लोगों को फायदा होगा, रहने दे मुझे, बयान नहीं करना। लेकिन ऊपर ऊपर से नहीं किया, एक नहीं कह रहे थे। क्या दलील है कि ऊपर ऊपर से नहीं कह रहे थे? जब बयान उन्होंने शुरू किया तो एक हदीस बयान की, हदीस बयान की, उसका तर्जुमा किया, तर्जुमा किया और सही तर्जुमा था। तो एक आलिम मजमे से बोले, वो असल में आलिम को हसद था हजरत से, आलिम को हसद था हजरत से, ऐसे फरमाया कि नहीं, आपने जो तर्जुमा किया है वो गलत है, तर्जुमा किया है। मैंने क्या कहा कि हजरत ने जो शुरू शुरू में फरमाया कि भाई रहने दो, मैं इस काबिल नहीं हूं कि मैं बयान करूं यार, बेहतर और मुझसे बेहतर उलमा है उनसे बयान, ये ऊपर ऊपर से नहीं फरमा रहे थे। क्यों? इस बात की दलील यह है कि जब उस आलिम ने कहा कि नहीं आपने गलत तर्जुमा किया है हदीस की, तो हजरत ने क्या फरमाया, फौरन निकल गए, फौरन कुर्सी से उठ गए, ऐसा फरमाया कहे भाई मैं तो पहले से कह रहा था कि मेरे अंदर, हालांकि शेखुल हिंद है, इतने बड़े आलिम थे, लेकिन क्या उठ गए और फरमाया कि भाई मैं तो पहले से कह रहा था कि मैं बयान नहीं कर सकता हूँ, चलो अच्छी बात है, अब आपकी वजह से मुझे अब दलील भी मिल गई, मुझे अब उजर भी मिल गया, तो मैं निकल जाता हूँ। ये और हम होते हैं कि भाई तू कौन है मुझे टोकने के लिए, मेरे इतने ज्यादा शागिर्द है यहाँ, इतने ज्यादा लोग मुझे पसंद कर, तू कौन है मुझे टोकने के लिए। लेकिन नहीं, हजरत फौरन उठ गए। Sometimes we say these comments that, oh, you know, Mawlana sahab, or, you know, we say to each other, brother, you know, I am nothing really good, but, you know, Allah Ta'ala takes, Allah, you know, he does this, and, you know, Allah, and again, we're trying to open up, our intention is, I just want to show this person, I have done this good deed. I just want to show this person. So, one time, Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh, he came to one jalsa, to one occasion, and the guests, the host, they said to him that, Shaykh, do a bayan for us, give us some advice. So Shaykh, which was the condition of his heart, it was the condition of his heart that he thought, who am I to give these people bayan? I am worse than all of these people. These people are much more better than me. Somebody better than them needs to give a bayan to them, not somebody like me. But they insisted that, no, Hazrat, please, we want to hear your bayan, you give us some advice. So I was saying that this, what he was saying, that no, look, you people are better than me, go find somebody else, there's better ulama than me. He wasn't doing it so people say, oh, Shaykhul Hind is so big, but yet he is saying other people are bigger, look, Shaykhul Hind is so pious. No, he wasn't doing this to get praise from other people, my dear friends. He wasn't doing this. He was doing this because inside he really felt that way, that every other alim is better than me, these people are better than me as well, I don't want to be advising them. But because they are insisting, he sat down. He sat down, and as he was giving a bayan, he mentioned one hadith. When he mentioned the hadith, he translated it properly in Urdu. Translated it properly, but because one alim in the crowd, he was jealous of Hazrat. That why is he getting such a high status today? And he had taklif, he didn't like Hazrat from inside. So to embarrass Hazrat in front of everybody, he said, you have translated the hadith wrong. Stood up in the middle of the bayan, said, you have translated the hadith wrong. Shaykhul Hind rahmatullah alayh, my dear friends, at that time, imagine, where everybody is insisting that, no, you give the bayan, and whilst you are giving the bayan, somebody troubles you like this. We would get so angry at them. We would say, but take this person out of the masjid. Who is he to say this to me? But Shaykhul Hind rahmatullah alayh, look at the condition of his heart. He stood up from the chair straight away. And he got off the stage. And he said, that look, I was already saying before the bayan that, look, I can't do bayan. And now you have just proved it for me. Now I have an excuse, so I won't do the bayan anymore. And he got off the stage. Sometimes, my dear friends, we do things and we are not fulfilling our responsibilities elsewhere. Why? Because, oh, if I help out in the masjid, oh, if I go for collection for the madrasa, oh, if I go to collection for the poor, and oh, every day I'm going for collection is good, people will praise me. But my wife, she's not religious at home. My children, they are not religious at home. I need to worry about them. But yeah, if I go to worry about them, I'm going to miss out on the praise. If I go to worry about them, I'm not going to get anything out of it. But if I go over here, look, I'm going to get so much praise. So why is he? What does Allah really want him to do? Okay, give whatever little time you can give in the masjid, but right now, until these issues are not sorted out, you need to give some time at home. You need to spend some time with your children. You need to spend some time showing love to your wife, win her heart, get her into deen. But no, if I do that at home, nobody will realize how good I am. Nobody will see my good deeds, but if I do some work for the masjid, if I go out in the path of Allah, everybody can see, everybody will praise me. So this is also against ikhlas, that what Allah wants you to do, you leave that and you do other things because your nafs gets happy when you do the other things. Your nafs gets happy when you do the other things. Kabhi kabhi hum kya karte hain, Allah humse kisi aur kaam ka mutalaba kar rahe hain. اور چونکہ ہم علماء کے پاس سیکھنے کی غرض سے نہیں بیٹھتے ہیں تو ہم سیکھتے نہیں ہیں کہ کبھی دو کام ہم کرنا چاہتے ہیں تو دیکھنا چاہیے کہ بھائی پرائیورٹی کس کو ڈیزرو ہے, کون سا عمل یہ پرائیورٹی ڈیزرو کرتا ہے, کون سا عمل اللہ مجھ سے یہ تقاضا کر رہا ہے. لیکن کبھی جو یہ تقاضا ہے کہ اللہ یہ چاہتے ہیں کہ بھائی آپ اپنے بچوں کو گھر میں بیٹھ کر تعلیم کرو, ان کو کچھ سکھاؤ, ان کے ساتھ آپ کچھ ٹائم اسپینڈ کرو, لیکن ہم یہ کام نہیں کریں گے کیونکہ وہ کریں گے تو کیا کمیونٹی میں کسی اور کو پتہ چل جانے والا ہے, یہ بات تو میرے گھر ہی میں رہے گا. اور میں ذرا مسجد میں آ کر سب کے سامنے یہ کام کروں گا, یہ ذرا اسٹریٹوں میں جا کے سب کے سامنے میں یہ کام کروں گا تو میری تعریف ہوگی, میری تعریف ہوگی. تو یہ بھی اخلاص کے خلاف ہے کہ اللہ آپ سے جو کام کروانا چاہتے ہیں آپ اس کو چھوڑ دیتے ہیں اور آپ کے نفس میں جو مزہ آتا ہے آپ اس کام کرنے کے لیے جاتے ہیں. تو اس پر میں کہنے والا تھا کہ حضرت عبداللہ کپور صاحب دامت برکاتہ نے ابھی اسی جلسے میں میں ان کی آڈیو سن رہا تھا, انہوں نے کیا فرمایا کہ قاری صدیق باندوی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ جب مدرسے سے فارغ ہوئے, دیوبند یا سہارنپور سے جب یہ فارغ ہوئے تو بڑے بڑے مدرسوں سے ان کو بخاری شریف پڑھانے کے لیے دعوت ملی, بڑی بڑی حدیث کی کتابوں پڑھانے کے لیے دعوت ملی. لیکن قاری صدیق صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ جو جس گاؤں سے تھے, جس علاقے سے تھے, بالکل بنجر زمین تھی, بالکل کوئی دین کا کام نہیں ہو رہا تھا, یہ تو ڈاکوؤں کا علاقہ تھا, سب کو پتا تھا کہ بھائی یا تو چور لوگ یہاں رہتے ہیں, بہت خراب علاقہ تھا. تو حضرت نے اس وقت سوچا کہ میں کسی مدرسے میں پڑھانے کے لیے بیٹھ جاؤں گا تو ٹھیک ہے میری شہرت ہو جائے گی کہ یہ بہت اچھے مدرس ہے, یہ لوگ میری تعریف کرتے رہیں گے, یہ میں بخاری شریف پڑھتے رہوں گا اور مجھے اچھی تنخواہ بھی مل جائے گی. لیکن اللہ کے یہاں مجھے پوچھ ہوگی کہ اے صدیق آپ کے گاؤں کا یہ حالت تھی اور آپ اس کام میں لگ گئے, تو وہ کام نہیں کیا جس سے ان کا نفس خوش ہوتا. خود میں عبداللہ صاحب فرماتے ہیں کہ وہ اس علاقے میں گئے اور اس علاقے میں جا کے وہاں کے لوگوں سے کہا کہ مجھے آپ سے کوئی پیسہ نہیں چاہیے, آپ بس اپنے بچوں کو مجھے دے دو, میں ان کو سکھاؤں گا پڑھاؤں گا. تو ایسے ایسے بچے آئے کہ ان کو استنجا کرنا بھی نہیں پتا تھا, یہ بستر میں پیشاب کر لیتے تھے, حضرت خود اپنے ہاتھوں سے اس پیشاب کو صاف کرتے تھے اس زمانے میں. اور پھر انہوں نے خود فرمایا عبداللہ صاحب سے ایک زمانے میں کہ مولانا اللہ کا شکر ہے کہ الحمدللہ یہاں کچھ کام چل پڑا, کہ جب میں آیا تھا ایک بھی حافظ نہیں تھا ہمارے علاقے میں, ایک بھی حافظ نہیں تھا, آج الحمدللہ 300 حفاظ مساجد میں تراوی پڑھا رہے ہیں. یا اللہ کا, یہ اس سے نہیں کہتے کہ اپنا عمل کو دکھائے, یہ اللہ کا شکر ادا کر رہے تھے کہ یہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے یہ کام لیا اور الحمدللہ کام یہاں تک پہنچ چکا ہے. تو وہ بھی چاہتے تو ایک بہت بڑے مدرسے میں بیٹھ جاتے اور ان کا نفس بہت خوش ہوتا کہ آج تو میں ابھی تو فارغ ہوا بخاری شریف پڑھا رہا ہوں. تو لیکن وہ کام نہیں کیا جس سے نفس کو خوشی ہوتی, وہ کام کیا جس سے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ خوش ہوتے میرے دوستو. سو آئی واز سیئنگ دیٹ we should not do what pleases our nafs, we should do what the demand is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said that when Qari Siddiq sahib rahmatullahi alayh, he graduated from madrasa, he just graduated and he was already getting invitations from other madrasas and come and teach Bukhari Sharif in our madrasa. And that's a very very prestigious role in a madrasa, a very honorable and respectable role in a madrasa, and he's teaching Bukhari Sharif. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi thought at that time that look, if I go to a madrasa, I'll become famous, I'll get good wages as well, people will praise me as well, thousands and thousands of students will praise me, that oh, Qari Siddiq is a very very good student. But he said, I thought to myself that my area where I have come from, it is a very run down area, there is no deen in that area, this is an area known for its crime. Allah will ask me that, oh Siddiq, you acquired this knowledge, why did you acquire this knowledge? To go and get the praise from other people, or to go and use this to bring your people onto deen? So he said, I came back to my village, tankha and wages was out of the question. I was saying to people that, don't worry, I don't want no money from you, just send your children, I will educate your children. He goes, such students came who did not even know how to go to the toilet properly. They would, in their beds, they would pass their urine. And those days, Wherever these students were staying, Qari Siddiq Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, with his own hands, he used to clean that urine from the beds, my dear friends. Why? Because he didn't care that if I do this, nobody will come to see, nobody will praise me. He was doing it because ikhlas, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he was explaining to him, Abdullah Sahib, one day that alhamdulillah, he was praising Allah. He wasn't doing it to show off. He was praising Allah and doing the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying that alhamdulillah, when I first came, there was not a single hafiz. Today, alhamdulillah, we have worked on these children. Allah ta'ala took work from us, and now in 300 huffaz are leading tarawih in the masjids in the area. So look how much work Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took because of his ikhlas, my dear friends. So always we should have this fikr that, am I doing this with the right intention? Am I doing really what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do? Or am I just doing things just to get praise from other people? We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He grants us ikhlas. We need to sit in the company of the mashayikh. When they will give their discourses, then we will realize that, oh, here I am going wrong. Here I have made the wrong intention. Here I am making this mistake. And then we can rectify our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My dear friends, Ramzan is ticking away now. And tomorrow evening, the last 10 days of Ramzan will start. 20 days of Ramzan have gone by. We've only got 2 Jumu'ahs left now. This Jumu'ah and next Jumu'ah, and then Ramzan is finished. So whatever time we have, make the most of it. If you already haven't prayed, pray Surah Yasin. You should pray Surah Yasin in the morning. Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawa'ijo. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever recites Surah Yasin in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him in fulfilling the tasks of the day. We all complain, I have no barakat in my time. Oh, I'm not getting things done. So we need to follow those directives to get the barakah for the day and to get things done. So pray Surah Yasin. If you remember last week, I said to you as well, today is the day of Friday. Take a good bath today. Good bath today, because this virtue of taking a good bath on the day of Friday. Come early to the masjid as well. Come early to the masjid. Our bayan starts at 1, get here for 12:30, start reciting some Quran, pray some nafil salah, tahiyyatul wuzu, tahiyyatul masjid, and then do some zikr, bayan starts, sit with the right intention, and so have a bath today. Come early, read Suratul Kahf as well. Read Suratul Kahf on the day of Friday, and then between Asr and Maghrib, try to spend that time in the masjid, and especially before Maghrib Azan, engage yourself in dua and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi. Subhanallah.